Why would anybody put over 50 years into serving the public?
Good question. Good guy to ask it to would be retiring CBRM counselor George McDonald. Good morning, George.
Good morning. How are you this morning, Dave?
Well, I'm good. And yourself?
Very good.
Why would you do that?
Well, again, it was an interest, I guess, in the community. First of all, as you know, I was an educator, and I spent all those years in education. And as I always say, even after involved in politics, I consider myself more of a guidance counselor than a politician. And people say I shouldn't say that. They always say, don't say you're not a politician, because you are in politics. But I just enjoyed the community. I mean, I love Glace Bay and the area. As you know, my whole family, my entire family is here, and so I just enjoy the community, and I like to sort of giving back to the community. So I've enjoyed it thoroughly, and I still enjoy it.
12 years as a counselor, 8 years on the school board, countless years as an educator. You did everything in education, from guidance counselor to principals and so on. Some of the changes, I guess, have been enormous in your lifetime, but what surprised you the most?
Well, again, I found throughout the time that people were very understanding, and they were very positive. Somebody asked me the other day, you know, do you get a lot of negative calls or nasty calls as a politician? And I can say this honestly, it's hard to believe. I've got thousands of calls over the years, at least the last 20 years, and I think I had two what I'd call nasty calls in all those calls. So people are very understanding. So I still are very, you know, I'm very interested in the community, and I find them still very positive. There's lots of negative things around now, but I'm proactive, as you know, and I like stressing the positive. And I just find, CBRM is a great place to live, particularly Glace Bay. I mean, I favor Glace Bay and Reserve Mines, of course, and I've spent all those years around here. So I thoroughly enjoy here. My family enjoys it. And so it's just, again, it's just an enjoyable place to live. And as you can tell, I'm still upbeat and not negative at all, so I still enjoy it. And hopefully I'll enjoy my retirement if I ever get. Somebody asked me the other day when I retired. I retired, I think it was 1999, from education, and that's a long time ago. So it's time just to go into the, not into the sunset, but just enjoy some, I use that word serenity a lot, so I just need a little more serenity, I guess, in my life.
When you're looking back, and I know it's easy to do that now, and always easy to look back and say, I would have changed what? Would you have made any changes?
Well, no, I think from the political point of view, I still feel bad because you like to give more. You know, when you go into politics again back, you know, to sort of 20 years ago, including school board, I mean, there's a lot of positive things. I remember going in 12 years ago, and I know the East, I call it East Division, Glace Bay Reserve Mines, they told me that the infrastructure here was probably the worst in CBRM, and I still feel bad that we haven't done more, you know, for the infrastructure in the area and so on, because we have some terrible roads, decaying roads and infrastructure and so on. But so there's a lot of negative things that I would have, you know, you make these, not promises, but you hope you're going to solve all the problems. You can only solve a few. So that's the only thing you leave with kind of a heavy heart, that you haven't solved more of those problems. But again, as you know, me retiring is probably the worst kept secret in the world, because I had said 4 years ago that I was staying around because I had some major projects to do before we hope, you know, before we leave. And I mean, the miners forum, or the old Bayplex, and some of those things, the police station, the miners museum, the Savoy, there's a lot of major projects which we've completed, so I'm really happy with that. Again, the infrastructure is still terrible, and a lot of you know, things we've got to do in the area. And the other one that's not happened yet, but it was announced this year, I mean, the wastewater for Glace Bay, that was one we were waiting for and was finally announced. So, as you know, most of the sewage in Glace Bay runs out into the harbor still, so we're way behind the times on that, but it's finally been announced, so I'm really, really pleased with that in Glace Bay Commons. And I can go on and on with some of the positive things, but again, it's great to talk about those, but there's still some terrible, you know, terrible infrastructure deficiencies in this area, and you know them all as well as I do. You live here, so that's the only negative thing I say. And I always really felt bad for Reserve Mines in a sense, because a lot of their roads are covered by TIR, as you know, and you'd like to do a lot more for the Reserve Mines area, but we don't cover a lot of the services out there from CBRM, and so therefore that was always kind of a sad one for me.
George, you know, a lot of people these days look at youth, and you've dealt and educated youth all your life. They look at them and say, well, I don't know, they're different these days. Can they do the job? They take a very jaundiced look at politics and so on and so forth. Youth today as good as they were back when you first started teaching school?
Well, Well, I think they are. And again, I stress again, they're a lot more positive. Like, I've got three grandchildren in the area, and just to tie a granddaughter, you know, and a couple of grandsons, and just to talk to them, they're still upbeat. And you know, and even like when they talk about the environment and, you know, like climate change and those kinds of things, even now with all the racism discussion going on, I'm so impressed when I hear them talk, more so than us as older people. I mean, I'm impressed with them. And so I find them still highly motivated, and I think they're going to, a lot of them still love the area. They don't want to leave here. You know, it's really funny. There's a lot of probably better jobs out to further out west and so on, but a lot of them want to stay around CBRM. I've heard people say, are they crazy? Why do they want to stay, you know, around Glace Bay and Sydney and these areas? But they, my grandkids, I know, talking personally, they want to stay here and they want to work here. And so I'm really impressed with them. So I'm still upbeat. Like I said, that's why I mentioned the Commons and some of these other projects, and, you know, the Renwick Brook and the Cameron Bowl. And you can go on and on with this area, but now we've got the Hawks Field coming in. There's so many positive things, the active transportation trail. So the kids enjoy those things, you know. And so I'm still very, very positive about the youth, Dave, as you know. And I've spent my life dealing with you know, children and young adults and so on. And so I'm very, very pleased with their outlook and with the outlook on the future.
You're going to be bored.
Well, no, we're not bored at all. Again, I keep going back to my favorite word. I've enjoyed it, and then people think I'm leaving because there's something, you know, negative or something. I leave. I just find that when you get a little older, and again, I hate to say I'm 76, I still feel great, but your energy level, you're still motivated. I'm still as motivated now as I was, you know, several years ago, but you're just your energy level. And you never want to, I used to hate using that word cynical. Sometimes when you get a little older and you see some of the negative things happening, you use that word cynical, and I hate using that word. It's not in my vocabulary, but lately, the last few years, I started to get a little more cynical, and I'm always so proactive and positive, and I don't like that word. So I think it's just time to, and my family's been great for me. My wife, Joanne, has been fantastic. I mean, she's my, like, unpaid secretary, I guess, and they answer, we answer, as you know, a lot. I mean, this morning, I've had calls on dogs, pit bulls over some area of town, and dogs barking somewhere else, and discarded garbage. Like, our day starts off with phone calls, you know, and so the phone calls haven't slowed down. But I like I said when I ran first, like, the skill that I have is the same as I had as a guidance counselor. When somebody calls you with a problem, you have to take that problem right to heart, no matter how small you think it is, but it's got to be very, you know, it's very important to that person who calls you, so therefore you treat it that way. And that's the way I dealt with it in guidance, and I was fairly successful, you know.
And the last day is when, George? Your last day is officially election? No.
The last day will be election day in October, and again, there's still rumors that it might be postponed for a little while, but I'm looking forward to October, in a sense, to get a little break, and so it'll be October, and like I say, it was the worst-kept secret around, even though it broke last week, I guess. But no, everybody sort of knew that I was going. But you don't want to be called a lame duck counselor, so you don't want to say that too early, because people say, well, I called George, you know, he's going into retirement. So I hope that they don't take it that way. I mean, I'm just as energetic now, as you can tell, as I was, you know, 12 years ago. A little less energy maybe sometime, but you know, so the phone calls, I'm sure, will keep coming all summer and into September and so on. We're doing our budget. Our budget for this year is on October, next week, June 22nd, I believe we do the budget. That's our operating budget. We've done our capital budget, so that'll finish off the budgeting for this year, and then we can just sort of take it a little bit easier in the summertime and go into the fall, getting ready for the new counselors. You know, and there's lots of interest, I know, with my seat, so it'll be interesting to watch.
George, it's good to know that you're being recognized for what you've done. Good to know that you are looking forward to retirement. Enjoy it. Thank you for your service in the public. It's great talking to you, and I'm sure we'll be talking again. I don't see you going too far away.
Well, again, as you know, I was on a lot of boards before, and I had to sort of step down in Savoy and the Miners Museum and some of those, and so I'll be hopefully back on some of those boards, and because I'm not one to relax, as you can tell, and so I want to keep busy in the community. And I really appreciate your interest in the community, and hopefully we'll talk again.
George, great talking to you. Enjoy the rest of your day. Stay safe and healthy, okay?
Thanks, Dave.
All right, George McDonald is the retiring CBRM counselor in Cape Breton. Retires in October after a very lengthy amount of service.